Jack Robinson is here. Hi, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal, and on Fridays we talk about the week's top business stories. Big headline this week, Dunkin' Donuts is opening 46 stores in the area. I think that qualifies as a donut invasion.
Yeah, a lot of people back east are nuts about this chain, so the company has reasons, I think, to be aggressive here. A franchise operator is planning to open stores around Sacramento and down to Stockton and Tracy. Obviously they're... There's a cautionary lesson to be drawn here from the craze you remember a few years ago over Krispy Kreme, which expanded too fast and nearly put itself out of business. But there are, on the positive side, there are examples like Starbucks. So the question is, can it, you know, establish itself as a habit for people? That's the ticket to success.
I heard about another business that's new to this part of the country, looking at a site in Roseville, an indoor golf course.
It's called Topgolf. We may have talked about this maybe a year ago when the company was scouting for sites. Now they're zeroing in on a location, so this looks like it's for real. And, you know, they built these three-story golf-themed entertainment centers, complete with restaurants and night spots and an indoor driving range. The company's based in Dallas and has more than a dozen locations, though none of them are further west than Arizona right now. So we'll see. It's an interesting business model. It could create a whole new sort of species of entertainment option here.
This week, the Business Journal did a survey to find out who the most influential local voices on Twitter are. So how do you figure that out, and who are the winners?
This is an interesting question because influence is a difficult thing to measure. Sonia Sarich, who covers social media for us, talked to about 50 people who are prominent on Twitter and ask them to vote. So like I say, this is not a scientific list we came up with. There's no clear way to measure the influence of people on Twitter, even though there are certainly services that try. But she came up with an interesting mix of names, including many public figures and journalists, and even some people whose names might not be familiar at all to most people.
Who's at the top of the list? Is Mayor Kevin Johnson up there?
Yes, he is, but not at the very top. Our number one most influential Twitter user is Laura Good, who works for SARTA, a local trade organization for tech companies. I'm not going to give away any other names, but it's an interesting list, and there's some lessons to be learned here about how to be influential on Twitter, if that's important to you.
This week, we also heard news that Country Club Plaza, one of Sacramento's oldest shopping malls, has lost another tenant and apparently is struggling. Wasn't there a plan to turn the former Gottschalks there into a big box grocery store?
Yeah, the Beat recently chronicled the sad demise of the Hallmark shop there, but the shopping center has been in free fall for quite a while now. The Macy's is doing fine, apparently, but the rest of the center sort of looks deserted. There was a plan to put a Winco store into the former Gottschalks, and they were going to take it down to one story, and there was a plan for this. But that apparently fell apart last year, and there's been really no visible effort by the shopping center's owners to turn things around. Changing demographics certainly is an issue, but Town and Country Village, another shopping center that has had its challenges, has gained momentum. It's captured a couple of stores from Country Club Plaza. So, you know, I think the lesson here is that these older centers can make it if the owners really try hard enough. Now, Country Club Plaza has been for sale for a while, so I think probably what it will take is new owners to make that happen.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk on Fridays. You can check out our website for previous business roundups at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.